A tense calm has returned to the streets of Ukraine's capital, Kiev, after hours of talks between the opposition and President Viktor Yanukovych on how to end a crisis that has killed at least three protesters, Stefan Boss reports.
Braving freezing temperatures, thousands of protesters were weighing their options amid confusion when and if President Viktor Yanukovych will meet their demands for early elections, closer relations with the European Union, and more freedom in his former Soviet nation. After 4 hours of negotiations with President Yanukovych, former economy minister and current opposition leader of the Fatherland Party, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, said there was a high chance of finding a solution to end the bloodshed. Yet the influential heavyweight boxing champion turned opposition leader Vitaly Klitschko appeared less optimistic when talking to reporters.
It was not easy. We have some agreement, and let's see the people accept that or not.
He later told the crowds that the president had made no concessions during the talks. I had the same reaction, he said, as protesters began shouting slogans that included shame, shame. Anger has been fueled by recent street battles between protesters and riot police, in which at least three protesters are now known to have died. Two of them passed away of bullet wounds. Yet Prime Minister Mykola Azarov has accused the opposition of wanting to take over power by force. I call this an attempt for a coup d'etat, he says. Our EU partners should say the same. What would they do in their country if the presidential residence is being attacked? Church leaders have appealed for prayers, while some Christian groups distributed Bibles among the protesters. Priests of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church are among those praying among the protesters, despite threats by the government to outlaw their denomination. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.